This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. EAA AirVenture is coming up soon and offers lots of opportunities for teachers, whether they're already aviators or just interested in using aviation in their classroom. Today I'm talking with Katrina Bradshaw, the Executive Director of Build a Plane, for an update on the educational programs her organization is offering at Oshkosh and year-round and around the country. Okay, Katrina, thanks for talking to us today. And to start out, why don't you tell us what's going on with the education programs at AirVenture this year?
Thanks, Mary. Build a Plane is excited to be putting on our fifth annual Teachers Day, which is on Tuesday, July 30th at AirVenture up in the Museum Founders Wing on the grounds. We invite all teachers to join us, and we'll have programs and project-oriented things for the classroom for middle school and high school teachers. And then we'll have some breakout sessions. And so it's about a half a day, a great time for teachers to learn about how to teach STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, in the classroom through many aviation programs and project materials for their curriculum. So then, as a bonus, the teachers get in free to Teachers Day, and then they also get a free wristband for the rest of the day and a parking pass for that day as well. So all compliments of EAA, our host facility. So it's a great day, and we encourage all teachers, if you haven't registered, please go online at www.buildaplane.org and click on the banner ad that says Teachers Day, and we'll have you there.
Okay, that sounds great. And I know I've been to these events before, and there's always a lot of enthusiasm there. And it's a great thing for anyone who is a teacher or knows a teacher to be aware of and make sure they get over there during AirVenture.
Yeah, and they come away with a goodie bag of all sorts of materials. Plus, we give them a light lunch.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And Build a Plane also has some other stuff going on. What's that all about?
We do. We're really proud of our programs across the United States. Of course, we're a 501c3 that specializes in placing donated airplanes from donors who no longer want their airplanes in any shape or size, whether they're still in the kit box or they've been landed a little not gently or pristine flying or halfway builds. We'll take any donation, and we place those in schools waiting for projects across the country. We have over 200 of those projects now, and the donors, there's no cost to the donors or the schools for our services. We're purely, I like to call us, an adoption agency. A new program we have is called Build Your Plane, and we have a prototype going on right now out in Sacramento, where a donor has donated the resources, parts, plans, other costs, for his airplane to be refurbished by a group of high school children. And so that's called Build My Plane. He retains ownership, but the teacher and the students have a project to work on to completion. And so that's a brand new prototype. We have another one waiting to see how this one goes, and we're very excited about that program. And of course, this year was our exciting design competition that GAMA, General Aviation Manufacturers Association, sponsored, where we had 26 high school teams across the country compete using fly-to-learn software and build virtual airplanes. Two schools were judged as our winners, Canby High and Saline High, Canby out of Minnesota and Saline out of Michigan. And both schools had four students and two adults go up to Arlington, and they both built two Sportsman aircraft at the Glass Air Airplane in the 2 weeks to taxi program. And those airplanes were excited to have in our exhibit with GAMA at Oshkosh. Those airplanes will be flying to Oshkosh, just built 3 weeks ago. So it's been a great year for Build a Plane, I have to tell you, Mary.
Yeah, I guess so. And those kids who built the airplanes, will they also be at Oshkosh?
They will be there along with their teachers. There may be a few rising seniors on their way to college that will miss, but most of the kids are all going to be in Oshkosh, yes.
Oh, great. Now, if there's a teacher out there who's interested in going to Oshkosh, I guess they just go to your website and get the info. But what if they're interested in actually participating and starting one of these projects? How does that work?
Sure. They can give me a call or they can go online. Our number is 804-843-3321, and I'll be glad to walk them through the program. Or they can log on at buildaplane.org and fill out an application for their school to be prepared for a project. Or if someone wants to donate an airplane, there's an application for them. Once we receive those applications from donors, we'll call the donor and see if their airplane can ever fly again. Some donors say yes, some don't. We take either way. And then we go about finding the right school closest on our list that the airplane project is a match for. And when a school gets on our list, the sooner the better, because I never know when I'm going to get an airplane donation. Literally one time, I was making pumpkin pies. It was the night before Thanksgiving. I got a call about an airplane. And believe it or not, the Friday after that Thanksgiving, that airplane was on a truck being moved to a school. So you never know when my phone's going to ring about a donated airplane. It's pretty wonderful, wonderful job to have, putting airplanes in schools for kids.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, if a teacher wants an airplane, is there a waiting list or is it just kind of hard to predict? Like you said, it depends when there's an airplane in the area.
Yeah, it's hard to predict. Right now, I'm a little slow on airplanes, but that will pick up at AirVenture. I have about five or six in my queue. Sometimes schools wait a couple of years, sometimes they wait a couple of days. Again, it is all the luck of what comes into us at Build a Plane. And, you know, if I have a school and an airplane close to one another, but the airplane isn't quite right for that school, no harm, no foul. We go on to the next on the list, and that school still stays in contention for another donation. We like to make sure the school's really understanding and ready to take over that specific project. Again, it's chemistry between the school and the donor, and then the school and the teacher or champion in the school has to be comfortable that that project is right for his or her class and project. We also do donations to youth organizations and EAA chapters as well. As long as there are kids going to be doing all the work on an airplane project, we work with a lot of different organizations.
Okay, well, that's great to know, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Oshkosh at Teacher's Day.
Same here. Thanks, Mary, a bunch.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.